when we speak about the weight of a mitzvah, so there are a few different ways to weigh a mitzvah. Rambam writes, and this is really a concept in Talmud, but you can see it most easily in the Rambam, in his commentary on the first Mishnah of the second chapter of Pirkei Avot. Rambam writes, we see the severity of different transgressions based on the punishment the Torah gave for them. So that's a form of logic we see throughout Talmud, that the punishment does give us an insight as to the weight of the transgression. So that's one way of measuring the weight of a mitzvah. But the weight of a mitzvah is really gauged based on numerous aspects. We say, number one, in heaven, Hashem has a value that Hashem gives to each mitzvah, and we don't know what that is. Number two, how much did it take out of you to do the mitzvah? There are mitzvot that are very hard to do, and then they have a greater weight. They're considered more valuable in that sense. Number three, what did that mitzvah impact? Meaning, if you gave money and saved someone's life, they were able to buy the medicine they needed, so that's a tremendous impact. It could be that for you, it was only 5 shekels, but for them, it was a lifeline. So we have three different elements of how we gauge a mitzvah. There's the godly one, where we don't know how much Hashem values each mitzvah. And then there's how much it cost me and how much it impacted the other person. Yes, Gidan.